Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, Harvey Hook. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about pain and love because I find a lot of people out there think that the two are actually the one or that to get love, you must experience pain. Now, I want to introduce, if you haven't already understood this concept, and it's a good concept to learn, but the concept of your love story. You know, what is your love story? What would you like your love story to be? And some people say that they want their love story to be great, but guess what? They don't get it. Why? It's because that's not their real, deep, subconscious, vibrational, godly, whatever you want to call it, actual, truthful love story that exists within them. So I want you to answer this question, just very quickly, very simply. Love is what? You know, some people might think love is pain. Some people might think love is a struggle. Some people might think love is easy. If you're someone like me, I believe love is around the corner. And if you work with me one-on-one, I will show you how that is true. But this podcast is specifically for those people who think love is pain. And if you're not one of those people, then listening to this podcast is going to be a little bit of a refresher. Because here's the thing, I find a lot of people, and this was inspired by a post I saw on Instagram by someone else, where they were thinking too many women out there think, you know, that if you're being abused, you know, that's just how it is. If you're being used, that's just how it is. If you're unhappy, that's just how it is. We can't have it all. And you know what? If you believe it, that's true. And that to me is the scariest thing. You know, you might say that, you know, but positive thinking won't get you everything, but I like Zig Ziglar's way, and I'm going to try and imitate his accent, where he says, positive thinking won't, no, how does he say it? He's like, no, here we go, I'm going to channel my Zig, good old Zigs. He's like, positive thinking won't get you everything, but it will get you more than what negative thinking will. And so this is what I want you to do, is I want to introduce the concept just quickly that your love story can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. And you know, some people want it to be their happily ever after. Some people want it to be just a series of flings and then their happily ever after. Whatever it is. Because if you know me, I support all relationship styles, whatever it is, whatever it needs to you. Because you know what? You might think you want the same as what your parents are, but my God, if you have the same relationship as them, you know, it probably wouldn't be exactly the same. So it's worth pointing out that there is a key difference. You know, that your relationship isn't going to be the same as your parents, isn't going to be the same as your friends. So truth be told, even though most people enter in a monogamous relationship, right? Just I want you to understand this, that most people enter into a monogamous relationship, that all relationships are not exactly the same. So that's why we introduce the concept of relationship styles. Like you go to a bar, right? And everyone's dancing. No one dances the fucking same. Even if they try and dance the same style of dance, it's their life experience, their sense of purpose, their whatever they're trying to achieve comes out as a result. So, guess what? Love can be simple. Love can be easy. Your love life does not have to be so goddamn complicated. And here's the biggest lesson. Then we extend into this another concept that is very simply that life will give you, or life will throw you at, or sometimes your subconscious will throw you at the thing that you need to experience the most. And here's the truth. If you're in a situation where, you know, you keep getting into relationships with abusive people, then there is a lesson that is in it that you need. If you keep getting into relationships with people that just don't see you in all your glory, then there is a lesson that in there that you need to learn. If you keep getting into relationships where, you know, there's no passion, then there is a lesson that you need to learn. You know, I once, recently, you know, I was doing an experiment. And I did this experiment where on Instagram, what I decided to do was I wanted people to send me their questions, because a lot of people send me questions, but what I wanted to do was answer them via my Instagram story. And so I got this one question by this guy who runs a company called Breezy Speaking. And it's one of the, honestly, from what I've seen, and I know this guy personally, he's fucking an incredible public speaker. If you're interested in public speaking coaching, go and check him out. But he asked me this question, and I really, you know, because we posted it public, so I'm assuming the permission extends, and if not, then I'll just remove this podcast. But you know, we talked about the idea that he keeps getting into relationships, or he keeps meeting people, right? He keeps meeting people who just emotionally aren't where, you know, he wants. It's like, you know, they look really good, but they just don't feel really good. You know, and I know so many people, and especially women out there who keep going, and they keep meeting guys who are like, you know, they just want to have sex and run away. You know what I mean? And the thing is that there is a lesson in it for us. That truth be told, you know, everyone is what? Everyone's a plethora of emotions, right? But whatever you are vibrationally alignment with is what you will bring out of other people, right? Very simply. So if you are in vibrational alignment for happiness and joy, and you want this really excitement, and sometimes it's not all the time, you know, sometimes we want happiness and joy in our relationships, but you know, we just want our workplace to be easy. But it's whatever you are in alignment with is what you will bring out of other people. So let's take a look at this. So in this example where it's like, you know, everyone looks really good, but no one feels really good. You know what? Maybe it's because he didn't feel really good. And that's what he brought out of other people. And, you know, what I find is that when you get yourself in alignment, right? In alignment, and there's another interesting question that I want to bring up here as well, that if you get yourself in alignment with it, you are then presented with it of more options of what you wanted. So it's like if you are seeking love and you want it to be exciting, right? Then does being really sad and depressed and really wishing that you would have more excitement in your life work? No, it doesn't fucking work. It does not work. What works is getting in alignment with it first. So feeling that excitement that you want from the relationship, and then through that happiness, through that excitement, do you then meet someone who's in that alignment? That's the secret, right? So I had this question that was online that was, I won't mention the person's name, but I did it in a live Q&A. I think it was episode 41. You can check it on gethimhooked.com. And this lady asks me, she's asking, you know what, my I'm a maid of honor at a wedding coming up. And in this wedding, you know, I don't really have a date, so how can I best go about finding a date for this wedding so I don't feel pathetic? And I'm like, oh boy, oh, here we go. In my very Australian accent. Here we bloody fucking go, right? Because what happens is when you're in this vibrational alignment, whatever your emotional state is, whatever you can call it, you know, psychologists, whatever we call it, patterns, you know, more spiritual people call it vibrations. It's whatever. It's all the same shit anyway, right? Just different words. That's what I find a lot of people. We end up having the same conversation just with different words. So whatever words suit you the most, I want you to replace them as I'm speaking. But I'm going to use my words because that's the words I like to use. So in this case, right, she's saying she feels rather pathetic and she wants a date. Well, guess what kind of vibration or kind of people you're going to attract in this state. First of all, if you're feeling pathetic, you don't necessarily want to go out, you don't want to meet people. And then when you do, you're probably going to connect with people who are in a similar mindset, very simply, right? Now, instead, if you want a date for a specific thing, right? And by the way, if you're feeling pathetic and you want to get a date, you probably will get, I'm fucking honest here, you probably get a pathetic date, and then people will feel that from you, that you're trying to hide something, right? Most of us try and hide from the feelings that we need to feel in order to get past it. That's a fucking simple truth, and that's the whole basis of my coaching, that we feel, we integrate, we feel these emotions, and when we do, it's called automatic action. So the actions are automatic. Now, right? As an alternative, if we can get this girl to feel the excitement that she would have from bringing someone that she loves to the wedding before the wedding, she is more likely to meet the person. Because guess what? Dating itself isn't fucking hard, right? That's the big thing that people don't get. It is meet the person, right? engage with them if they want the same thing and solve problems. At a very simple way, I can describe it like that. But when it comes down to nuance and understanding, you know, there's emotions and integration and all that kind of stuff. Now, on the other hand, meeting someone, finding someone who's worth your time, right? That's what we call proximity is power. Literally, by putting yourself near these people, you drastically increase your chances. Now, saying hello to these people will drastically increase your chances even more, but you know, that's a story for another time. So in the meantime, right, it is getting yourself in alignment, because if you are excited and full of passion, full of life, it's that the opposite of that pathetic feeling. What you will find then is that you will have that vibrancy to go out and to meet people. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, just go out and, you know, party and whatever, because we're not all like that. And fuck it, sometimes we are, but sometimes we aren't. But given the opportunity, if you're feeling really pathetic and a friend says, hey, let's have dinner, and it's at a bar, and you're feeling pathetic, you're less likely to go. In fact, you're less likely to show off the body language, the signals, the open things to connect with someone. This is why I focus on your feelings first, because I can tell you what to do, and my God, most people don't do it. Why? Because when they do, it just does not make sense. It's not who they are, and it's like you're putting on a show. And we all know that you can't really put on a show for a while unless you're a showman, and some of us don't want to be showmen in love. So in this case, and then I want to ask this is, what the fuck are you doing trying to get a date for a wedding? You're the fucking maid of honor. Guess what? As far as like market value is concerned, as far as like sex appeal and just appeal in general, right? You're the maid of fucking honor. There are going to be guys that will be like, yeah, maid of honor. She's pretty cool. You know, there's that old stereotype. Who cares? But it's like when you're in alignment first, then do you get the thing? Very simple way of saying this, you don't get the relationship to be happy, you get it because you were happy, right? But sometimes we can't get in that state. That's the purpose of my coaching, because sometimes we can't get in that state. Sometimes the emotional whatever gets in the way. The reason why I say this is because sometimes we're feeling anger. Sometimes we're feeling frustration. Sometimes we're so bloody confused, we look for the answer more than the solution. Right? And I'll tell you a story. I think this is a really amazing story. And I can't remember if I've shared this story before. It does not matter. I've done way too many things of these things. So if I do repeat myself, I do apologize. But there was this one time where I was feeling rather peckish. And so I go to Lord of the Fries, which if you don't know, in Melbourne, there's a franchise called Lord of the Fries, which is a vegan fast food place. Since then, I don't eat that anymore because it's just not really that good for you. That's my spruik for the fucking store, right? So I go to this store, and I was single at the time, and there was a cute girl there, and so we glance eye contact at each other, and I was like, you know, that's enough to say hi. So I order my food, and, you know, she kind of makes it easy for me. She's like, do you want to sit? And I was like, yeah, you know, and I sat down. I'm like, you know, I'll be your dinner date for tonight. And she giggled, and we started talking, right? But then she starts telling me stuff, and she starts telling me, and it's from this angry vibration, right? This super angry vibration of like, you know, I'm just sick and tired. You know, I'm happy being single, but I just keep being in things with people that just, you know, I just can't find someone, and it's just so ridiculous. And I hadn't told her what I did with my life yet. And it just happens to be, I'm the one fucking person in the entire world that can help her with these problems. Right? And so I ask her, look, this is what I do. Do you want my help with this? Yes or no? Because we pick a path. And she says, yes, I want your help. And here's the interesting part of that story, and I really want you to hear this. This is why I say, what are we looking for? Are we looking for solutions, or are we looking for answers, or whatever? And so when I asked her, when she asked me for my help, I told her, look, you came, we were talking, and you decided to complain to me and ask for my help about how you're single and how, you know, what's the problem? I came to your life in one or two options. I came to your life being a potential solution to that option, or I came into your life being a shepherd, you know, to help, not shepherd, a guide to help you through it. And the interesting thing is, guess what you chose? You chose to talk to me about your problems rather than solve the problem. So this is what I mean, that life will throw you in the situations that you need. That hopefully in that moment, she realized that we got to stop trying to solve the problems and just get in alignment. but I wasn't here to coach her. I ate my food, we had a bit of a chat, and we said goodbye. So I want to ask you this. What are you in alignment with? Is there anything that you're struggling with? Is there any pain? Is there any situations? Do you keep repeating the same thing over and over again? You know, do you keep interacting with the same things? Or, you know, sometimes it's not even to do with love. Our relationship with our body, our relationship with our parents, our relationship with our work, sometimes our relationship with money. You know, I'm a relationship coach. You know, I remember sometime middle of last year, I decided I was going to break up with my phone. And guess what? Me and my phone, we're no longer dating. We're just friends, which means I'm spending a lot less time on it. Admittedly, I spend a lot of time on social media. So, you know, what's the thing? Like, what I'm just asking you this. Like, what do you want? What are you imagining? Where do you want to be? Because we really need to make that image in our head possible. And the thing is, the interesting thing is when I ask this to you, I said, what do you want? It doesn't have to be realistic, but what do you want? Some people tell me more about why it will never happen than what they want. And I think that's hilarious. Like, I think it's really funny because I'm here giving you the solution and you're here telling me why that's wrong. And it's just like, you know what? Go do what you need to do. But for those people who genuinely want an out or whatever, I'm going to offer you something very special here, right? And if you go on my website, Harvey Hook at, just not Harvey Hook, it's gethimhooked.com. And at the top, there's a little coaching tab. And in this coaching tab, there will be a section that has private coaching. And in that private coaching, you will see a thing there that you can click on, not the one-on-one call, the other one, right? In that section, you can apply for a free call with me and I will show you personally firsthand what it is like to integrate these emotions. Because the reason why you don't have what you want in anything is just because there is a part of you that is holding you back because you have not learned the lesson that you need to do to get that thing. Very, very simply, whether it is to do with love, whether it is to do with relationships, whether it's to do with anything, this is the thing that I'm fucking telling you, is that it is down to your understanding and your integration and your just level of awareness to your emotions. It starts with you. You might think, what am I doing wrong? Maybe it's that you think you're doing wrong. You think, what am I missing? Maybe it's the fact that you think you're missing something. Maybe you think, oh my God, everyone out there is a jerk. Maybe it's because you think everyone out there is a jerk that you are only meeting those jerks. That's the thing that needs to say. So you have my offer. I'm not one to force a good thing on someone, but I am one to say, hey, give it a go. So you have this offer. And so thank you so much for listening to this. If you are listening to this, starting next week on YouTube, I'm going to be doing a 3-part mini-series because guess what? Valentine's Day is coming up. And whether or not you think it's actually a really good thing or a really bad thing, we're going to be doing it anyway because I think it's a really good opportunity to answer some specific questions towards Valentine's Day because some people put way too much pressure on it. And some people don't. If you want to ask me, I think it's a marketing scheme, right? Here I am, love guru, whatever, Mr. Harvey fucking Hook, and I'm the one telling you that it's a marketing thing. But it does not matter whether or not it is or not. It matters what you think it is. So if you think it's something important and it's a day to be celebrated, then let's celebrate it. Simple as that, and I'm here to help that. I'm here to make it more amazing, right? If you think it's terrible and you just like, single, oh, happy single awareness day, then, you know, by Jove, we'll throw you the happiest single awareness day that you've ever had. But thank you so much for listening. If you are listening to this on iTunes, make sure to leave a review, 5-star minimum, and write, Harvey Hook is the best, he's changed my life, XOXO, in the thing, in the review. And if you're listening to this on gethimhooked.com, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to email this to everyone you know, and make sure to, you know, just be in tune. There's to operate at the vibration of the thing that you want, and pretty soon, you know, you'll be more open to it and you might actually get it. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you later. Bye-bye.